When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Time to make some money. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN is your Greeny Nation call-in number. 888-729-3776. Joe Fortenbaugh, of course, of Joe and Amber, and ESPN betting analyst, joins us as he does each and every week at this time on Greeny on ESPN Radio. Joseph, thank you for stopping by as usual.
Gentlemen, as always, the pleasure is all yours. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
That it is. You know, the Chiefs-Bengals line has moved more than Canty has in the last 2 years. Canty has moved about seven times.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Really?
Getting a little frustrated by it. But yeah, listen, that aside, we'll get to that later on. Canty hasn't been moving because of Patrick Mahomes' health. That's for sure. But where are we here with this and why it's bounced back and forth so much? Is it just that simple?
All right. So right after the Bengals took out the Bills last Sunday, we saw some sharp numbers come out from some sharp sports books. Kansas City -3 was what I saw. And right away, that thing got annihilated. Cincinnati money came in early, came in often. It was largely based on the Mahomes ankle injury. We saw it drop to pick. And then between then and Tuesday, it continued to move in Cincinnati's favor, making Cincinnati the favorite. -1, -1.5. It got all the way up to Cincinnati -2.5. So we're talking about a 5.5-point move, largely based on the Mahomes ankle injury. And then the Mahomes video comes out Wednesday where he's got two legs and he's standing on the dais talking to people saying he feels good. We'll just take him at his word. And then he's out on the practice field lightly jogging and the Chief money started coming in. And since then, it's been nothing but Chief money taking it all the way to Kansas City -1.5. So the better he feels and the more that comes out regarding how well he feels, the more you're going to see this move back towards three. I don't know if it ever actually gets to Kansas City -3 again, but that's the direction it's trending.
Joe, let's get to the other game with your team, the Philadelphia Eagles, taking on the San Francisco 49ers. I know you are a huge Eagles fan, but even you got to be a little bit surprised that 92% of the cash ATS is coming in on Philly in this game.
Well, it's not just my team, Christopher. You picked them last week as well. It's our team. You're on the train.
I'll never say it's our team.
Okay, well, we'll debate that another day. But, yeah, that, you know, that it's not that the public always loses. When you see 95% of the ticket count, it's probably a little worrisome. I think that San Francisco money would show up if we get to three. Philly opened -1.5, went up to 2.5 instantly, and then it's been sitting there all week. It's a little bit juiced on Philly as well, meaning we're more likely to see three than two. I don't know if it actually gets there. I think the pros are lying in the weeds. If it would get the three, you would immediately see some San Francisco money in that matchup. So that's where we stand in terms of the market moves. If we want to dive into the picks on that game, I would say I like Philly, but this is not last week when I was, you know, running my mouth about the Giants and some of the other picks with the bravado. I was confident in that pick, not as confident in the sides for these games. San Francisco is a fantastic football team, okay? You don't need me to tell you that. They've got speed at linebacker with Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw, which is going to be important to trying to neutralize the Philadelphia rushing attack. Side note, Dre Greenlaw's tackles prop is 8.5. He averages 8.4 per game on the season. Philly is third in the NFL in rushing attempts per game. I think Greenlaw has a lot of opportunities I'd play over there. But I am on Philly primarily because, and I don't want to knock Brock Purdy, I just haven't seen him in this situation yet. As good as he's been, he's only played two road games, Seattle and Las Vegas. Neither team is in the top 20 in defense. Philly ranks sixth. They're number one against the pass. Christian McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell are both a little bit banged up coming into this game, but they're expected to play. Hostile environment in Philadelphia. 12th consecutive week the Niners are playing a game. Eagles 2 weeks ago had the bye. They're rested. They don't have to travel. I think the edge lies with Philly. So I'm on Philly, but it's a small wager at this point.
Joe, the over-under on that game is 46.5. Now, based on the game script that you expect to play out, how do you think you play that specific part or that bet in this game?
Slight lean to the under. Very, very slight. I haven't done anything with the total. It opened 45.5. We saw some over money knock it up to about 46.5. Shanahan wants to run. We all know that. He's an excellent architect at designing a rushing attack and then play calling that rushing attack. And that's Philly's Achilles heel, as you guys know, struggling to defend the run. If you're able to run the ball in this game, you're able to eat up some clock. You're able to keep Jalen Hurts on the sidelines. And meanwhile, Philly's top three in rushing attempts, you know they run a run. If Philly were to get up in this game like we've seen in the past, and I would play Philly -1.5 in the first half. I think that's the best way to attack it. Excellent first half team. Maybe Purdy has some jitters on the road to start this game. We see them throttle back in the second half. They're number one in the NFL in first half scoring. They're 15th in second half scoring. They get up and they throttle back. So if that's the game script here, I could see it being an under. If it's a tight game where Philly can't throttle back, I would suggest that that has to do with San Francisco's defense playing well like last week. And that would also lead to an under game for me.
Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny with Joe Fortenbaugh, of course, of Joe and Amber. Weeknights on ESPN Radio from 7 to 9 Eastern Time and ESPN Sports Betting Analyst.
Yeah, Joe, one last one for me. I got to ask you this question. I know that we're 2 weeks away from the big game, but we do have some Super Bowl futures from Caesars Sportsbook. The Eagles are plus 245. The Chiefs are plus 270. Cincinnati plus 275. San Francisco plus 330. Before we even get to the conference championship games, do you see value in any one of those lines for those teams with the Super Bowl?
A little bit with San Francisco. And I know that flies in the face of what I'm saying regarding liking the Eagles. I have a small wager on the Eagles. But to your point, you're laying out the futures. There's also the look-ahead lines for the Super Bowl. And San Francisco's a pick'em against Cincinnati and Kansas City. And I think Philadelphia's -1 against both those teams.
Wow.
Ask yourself this. When you're looking at these advanced lines, what is the most shocking outcome we could see this weekend? Because if that outcome occurs, that's where you're going to find value because it's going to move the line more than anything other than a key injury. For example, if the Bengals beat Cincinnati or the Bengals beat Kansas City, all we're going to say is, well, Mahomes was hurt and the Bengals have their number. If Kansas City beats the Bengals, we're going to say Mahomes wasn't that hurt and Kansas City's a great football team. See, Cincinnati is a banged up O-line. If the Eagles beat the Niners, we're going to say they were the favorite. They were at home. They have one of the MVP candidates at quarterback. But if the Niners beat the Eagles, and if they make it look good, I think that's going to get a lot of people to stop questioning Brock Purdy. I think that's going to get a lot of people to really jump on the Niner train. I think that of the four possible outcomes would be the most surprising. Not that they win, but if they make it look really good. And I think in that case, you'd have San Francisco as a bigger favorite against Kansas City and Cincinnati, which is why maybe playing them now could get you an edge.
All right, quickly, Joe, you mentioned Dre Greenlaw and the tackles prop. What other props you got this weekend that you like?
Four in the AFC Championship. Ja'Marr Chase over 82.5 receiving yards. Kansas City ranks 31st in the NFL defending opposing number one wide receivers. Top guys have lit him up all season long. Isaiah Pacheco, the Chiefs running back, under 1.5 receptions, under 6.5 receiving yards. He's only been targeted 12 times all year. Targeted one time against Jacksonville. He's not a part of the passing game. Hayden Hurst, Bengals tight end, over 3.5 receptions. When he played him earlier this season, he only caught 2 passes. So people are going to say, why are you going to play the over? He only played 9 snaps. 9 snaps, he got hurt in the game. He's going to be a much bigger factor in this game. And then you got Joe Mixon under 3.5 receptions, all right? Mixon's had a good year in the passing game, but here's the problem. Samaje Perine, his backup, runs more routes than he does. He's involved more in the passing game. And number two, Perine's the better blocker. And with a banged up O-line at Arrowhead, you need the better blocker in the backfield to help protect Burrow, which is going to limit Mixon's snaps in the passing game. So under 3.5 receptions there. One other bet in the NFC Championship game, Brock Purdy over 9.5 rushing yards. He's had at least 8 in both playoff games. You're going against the number one pass defense. You're on the road, hostile environment. You drop back. It doesn't look good. Take off, young man. Use your feet. Get the job done. Philadelphia, 4th most rushing yards allowed to opposing quarterbacks this season.
Joe, great stuff. We appreciate it, brother. Go get that paper.
Did Canty move houses while I was giving that analysis? Is that number eight?
I didn't move. I was actually booking the move while you were breaking it down. Booking the move.
There you go. What a life. What a life.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it,
boys.
Joseph.
Love you. Have a great weekend. You
enjoy too, the games, Joe.
Joe Fortenbaugh of Joe and Amber, weeknights 7 and 9 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Sports Betting Analyst. You know, with Purdy, I don't care what happened Sunday. Brock Purdy should be the future of the 49ers.
Mm.
I don't want to see a situation where he has a nightmarish NFC Championship game on the road and that wipes out everything else, because I look at it from this standpoint. If Brock Purdy hadn't played well but they still got here and then he went out and absolutely lit it up, would we be leaning the other way? I don't know about that. I don't know that. I don't want to wipe out all the good that's been done to get them here in the first place.
Well, listen, you can't discount the fact that the kid has won 2 playoff games. That matters. So I will give him credit for that. But we also said coming into this season, a big reason why we weren't as concerned about the uncertainty for the 49ers at quarterback was because of how good the supporting cast is. Now, Brock Purdy has been outstanding when it comes to decision-making and staying away from the consequential mistakes. But that being said, if he goes out there on Sunday and he plays poorly, then I think it's a conversation about who's going to be QB1 at the start of week 1 in 2023 in a true quarterback battle in training camp going into next year. I don't think he goes into training camp unencumbered, unfettered in terms of competition. Trey Lance is a guy that the 49ers invested an awful lot of draft capital in. 3 first-round draft picks in order to get him, Carlin. And the guy didn't play through no fault of his own this year. It was an ankle injury in week 2. We don't know what Trey Lance is or isn't. And so what I would say is if Brock Purdy plays small in this big spot on the road against one of the best teams in the entire NFL, then I think it begs the question, can Brock Purdy be a quarterback that takes Kyle Shanahan where he wants to go? Remember, Kyle Shanahan had Jimmy Garoppolo. And they came a fourth quarter away from winning a Super Bowl in 2019, and they still went out and drafted Trey Lance. So think about that for a second. They still viewed it as something to be desired at the quarterback position, somebody that can be somewhat of an X factor when teams are evenly matched. I don't know if that is Brock Purdy from a physical talent standpoint. I think Trey Lance brings more to the party, but the intangibles is what we're talking about when we're comparing the two players, and that might be what matters most when it comes to getting this team where they want to go.
The D in Big D isn't for Dallas. It's for drama. We'll tell you all about that in moments after this from our friends at ZipRecruiter. The football playoffs are here, and nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have great ticket prices, but they're also the official ticketing partner of ESPN. And with Vivid Seats, when you buy 10 tickets, you get the 11th free. Download the app or visit vividseats.com today. Vivid Seats, life happens live. Receive a reward credit equal to the average price of 10 tickets purchased, excluding taxes, fees, and processing costs. Visit vividseats.com/rewards for terms and conditions.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Just using his word, we're in an excellent spot. The partnership that we have, he's excited about. He told me a number of times this week that he wants me to coach here as long as Coach Landry did. And I said, okay, it's a long time. But I feel really good about our relationships. I think our ability to discuss and disagree is we do a good job of that. And I think that's important.
Mike McCarthy, who is speaking, of course, about his relationship with Jerry Jones. So Mike would turn out to be 103 years old if he coaches as long as Tom Landry did. I'm just making that up, but it's ridiculous. And, of course, Jerry Jones was the one who fired Tom Landry the second he walked in the door.
Yeah, I was about to say, Tom Landry didn't coach that long when Jerry Jones bought the team.
No.
Yeah.
No,
he did not.
He
was gone in 2 seconds. So I don't know if that's a good sign for Mike McCarthy that Jerry Jones is telling him that.
More for Mr. McCarthy here in just a moment. Now, that coming after this word from ZipRecruiter.
Are you sure it's from ZipRecruiter?
I promise it's from ZipRecruiter.
Okay.
Are you hiring? What type of role are you hiring for? Whether you need to hire a civil engineer in New York or a mascot in Missouri, ZipRecruiter can help you find quality candidates fast. Their matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job, and you can invite them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get quality candidates within the first day. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. It is Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's take you behind the curtain for just a moment. Last hour, we had a couple of different live reads, and they were to be ZipRecruiter and Vivid Seats.
Mm-hmm.
And so at about 20 after when we first started the show, I did the Vivid Seats live read. And then I did another one, and it was, wait a second, did I just read the same one twice? Oh, God. And of course, you know, with the whole crew, with you, with Cam, with hashtag Bubba, it all turns to, oh, look, Fatty screwed up again.
No one said Fatty, to be clear.
Well, it was implied. Let's be honest. It was implied.
That's internalized.
Exactly. That was on the internal memo that was sent out. So it turns out I started a moment ago, about, you know, 10 minutes ago. I'll do the ZipRecruiter here. And I go to read the paper that has the copy, and it says ZipRecruiter at the top. But it's the Vivid Seats copy.
Yeah.
So Fatty didn't screw up.
Yeah, it's Bubba giving you the old screw job.
Exactly. Hosing me as usual. Bubba, explain yourself.
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but today's my last day. I actually work for Vivid Seats now. So I'm actually...
I tell you what, you better be getting like a ton of free Cowboys tickets next year.
He's getting a big raise.
Yeah. I just signed a new deal with them. I'm on my way out after today's show and working with those guys.
Well, if you're getting a ton of Cowboys tickets, you got to know that they're not going to be past the wild card round.
Yeah, well, you know, it's once a year. Every year we get to go to wild card. It's still fun.
You get to go to one game.
Yeah, but let's be clear. Whenever it's me to screw something up, everybody's jumping down my throat.
Yeah, because you fat hand a lot of things now.
Well, but I didn't fat hand anything in this case.
Yeah, but I can't give you the benefit of the doubt when you screw up on a read. So that's why when Bubba's in our ear and screaming ZipRecruiter, I'm assuming that you're the one that messed up again.
I'm doing all the reads. I'm reading everything. I'm trying to navigate this show. I'm screwing up at the beginning. There are things going on over here that you got no idea.
Yeah, would you like me to help you read some of them? I'm just saying.
I guess.
Okay.
But all I'm saying is, you know, maybe we don't jump the gun to point out, you know, that maybe Butterbean actually was not at fault.
Well, you're supposed to be a professional.
Supposed to be.
Supposed to be.
According to who?
According to everybody, I mean, you're getting a check from Mickey Mouse. You're supposed to be good at this.
They made that mistake.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
You don't blame.
Today you're about as good as your beard looks.
Here's what you don't do. You don't blame the 5-year-old who drove the car off the cliff.
You blame the people who gave you the keys.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
And this microphone is the key.
Okay. So should we blame Mike McCarthy for the Cowboys coming up short, or should we blame Jerry Jones? Or is the answer yes?
No, it's Mike McCarthy. Well, it's yes, but it's Mike McCarthy because it's just inane for the owner not to see the problem here. You can go and you can fire everybody else. They're letting five assistant coaches go.
I think the count is up to six now.
Well, are we counting?
No.
What's his head yet?
No, I think it's
Kellen
six.
Moore?
They've let six contracts expire.
Well, it might be seven.
In effect, firing six coaches.
Well, listen to what he said about Kellen Moore.
I really don't want to play this game today. Kellen Moore, and just like the rest of the coaches, will be evaluated. Every coach will be evaluated. The evaluation just, it takes more than one day.
Mike, when are you getting evaluated? That's what I want to know. And what is that evaluation process? Because, like, you know, we all go in for reviews in our jobs. I would love to be getting the benefit of the doubt like you do in those reviews.
Well, it didn't take him long to evaluate half the staff and say that they weren't up to snuff. And you're talking about getting rid of a really good linebacker coach in George Edwards, who helped Michael Parsons become an all-pro player. And you're talking about getting rid of Skip Pete, who has been one of the very best running back coaches that this league has to offer, not to mention a guy that has led Zeke Elliott to a rushing title and had Tony Pollard north of 1,300 yards from scrimmage this year. I don't understand how you can sit here and blame all of those people on the staff and then take credit for having back-to-back 12-win seasons. How does that work? In what world does that make sense? And to take it a step further, Carlin, now you've got Kellen Moore potentially on the chopping block, and this is a guy that when Dak Prescott is healthy for the full season, has the offense being one top six in three of the 4 years he's been the coordinator. I don't understand how it makes sense to get rid of this guy and say that he's the problem when we look at the issues that the Dallas Cowboys have faced in terms of overall game management and clock management and not hold Mike McCarthy accountable.
Listen, I don't understand, and I have failed to grasp all week, how you can evaluate Mike McCarthy after what happened last week when you had who I think we would all call universally a top three coach in the league in Kyle Shanahan. Have his rookie quarterback, who was the last pick in the draft, come out and thoroughly outplay Dak Prescott. And then you look in Philadelphia and the relationship between Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. You look in New York, the relationship between Daniel Jones and Brian Daboll after just a year. Let's call it what it is. Brian Daboll saved Daniel Jones' career.
Yeah.
He should get a slice of that new contract that's coming his way.
Mm-hmm.
Look around the league. The coach quarterback combination is always massive in determining success. And this coach quarterback combination has now on several occasions not worked, Chris, not worked. And now by not making that change, you can't get out of Dak's contract. You have to try to fix it. What can you do? You move on from the head coach. Right now, Jerry Jones is saying we're okay. No big deal.
Well, Jerry Jones is in denial, Carl. And think about it from this perspective. When's the last time you've seen an organization let go of half the coaching staff and it work out for the incumbent head coach the following season? It just doesn't happen. It
doesn't happen.
It's a precursor to firing Mike McCarthy. Whether you do it now or whether you do it later, it seems like that's the inevitable decision that Jerry Jones and the Cowboys are going to face. My issue is this, Carlin. Why burn a year when your team has a championship window with this core of players? Why waste 2023 just to try to definitively prove that Mike McCarthy ain't good enough when you have a clear and obvious opportunity to upgrade your head coaching spot with Sean Payton out there waiting?
Listen, all I can tell you is when you are going through this entire process and Mike McCarthy stays, and it sounds like Kellen Moore's going to go. You think Kellen Moore's going? I think he's going.
Well, Carlin, it didn't take them long to figure out that Dan Quinn was going to be the guy moving forward
at
the defensive coordinator spot.
But now we've got to evaluate this.
Why is it taking so long to evaluate Kellen Moore?
Mike McCarthy cannot be staying in Dallas. That's absolutely absurd.
Well, it seems like it's setting up to look that.
It's going to happen.
It feels like that's what's happening, and we're just pointing out that it's the wrong decision for Jerry Jones.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. It's Knicks, Nets, Lakers, Celtics tomorrow on ABC and ESPN Radio. And I'm pretty confident that Jason Tatum is going to be in the zone, especially after last night with the Knicks. It's In the Zone, brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Up next, America's favorite segment. Who you got? Bubba headed off to his new job with Vivid Seats. It might be the very last time you ever hear it. It's on the way. Canty and Carlin, in for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Previously on Greeny.
So it turns out I started a moment ago, about 10 minutes ago. I'll do the ZipRecruiter here. And I go to read the paper that has the copy, and it says ZipRecruiter at the top, but it's the Vivid Seats copy. So Fatty didn't screw up.
Yeah, it's Bubba giving you the old screw job.
Exactly. Hosing me as usual. Bubba, explain yourself.
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but today's my last day. I actually work for Vivid Seats now. So I'm actually...
I'll tell you what, you better be getting like a ton of free Cowboys tickets next year.
He's getting a big raise.
Yeah. Working with those guys.
Well, if you're getting a ton of Cowboys tickets, you got to know that they're not going to be past the wild card round.
That little dig may have hurt among all of them right there, mm-hmm, for Bubba.
Yeah.
Considering what happened with the Cowboys again last week.
Ooh. Sore spot.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. That is a weekly rewind. It's brought to you by Dell for your small business needs. Call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. You know what? I should mention this. Next, in case people aren't aware, and I don't know how you wouldn't be, next Wednesday, it is the reunion of Mike and the Mad Dog on First Take.
Hello.
Mike Francesa coming in to join Chris Russo and Stephen A. Smith and Molly Karam on First Take. So that will be very,
that's exciting,
very
stuff. It'll, I know, be, you very used to work with those two guys back in the day.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. That was, I started working with them and I had hair and then I lost it all. And it was not a coincidence. It is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app, presented by Progressive Insurance, in for Greeny today.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right. I'll say it.
Who you got?
Ah, yes. It is the segment that America waits for each and every week. It is Bubba. It is Who You Got. Will this be the last ever Who You Got now that you are joining Vivid Seats in a full-time capacity?
You know, people love Who You Got so much, I might just have to keep coming back once a week just for Who You Got.
And well, it'll be sponsored by Vivid Seats.
Yeah, I owe it to the fans just to do that. But apart from that, yeah, I got to go to Vivid.
Many people have not known that you were a high-level marketing executive prior to returning to your passion of radio.
Exactly.
And now that they're all chasing after you with the big salaries, you're going to you're gonna say, no, I'm sticking with what I got here, and maybe we'll work in a sponsor or two and make a little money.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely. So let's, we got the ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge, as we've been doing all year. Greeny, as we all know, won the regular season. Congrats to him, but it's playoff time, and he is right back down in last place. Sad. So we got three games left. We got Championship Sunday this week and the Super Bowl. You guys right now are in third place, or tied for second, I should say.
There you go.
Hanging right in there. 6-3-1, right behind Fitz and Harry. Those guys are killing it at 8-1-1. So we need a big weekend out of you guys here.
Yeah,
big weekend.
We went 4-0 last week, and we're still not caught up. That tells you what a great start they got out to.
Yeah.
And we're at a disadvantage because our picks are coming prior to hearing their picks. Because we would, just from a strategy standpoint, go opposite to try to catch them, wouldn't we?
Absolutely, because we're in this thing to win it, right?
Right.
If you're not first, you're last. Shout out to Ricky Bobby.
Yes. So instead, we are going to tell you what we actually think. Let the chips fall where they may. And
there
if
you
those
go.
Guys, you know, go right on top of our picks, that tells you about their character.
There but, you go.
You know, because they'll know. They'll know what we pick. So,
they'll
Bubba,
know.
Let's have
know. It. All right, first game, 49ers at Eagles. And this one's Philadelphia minus 2.5. Who you got here?
Well, you know, we have talked about this game an awful lot this week, and Chris and I have both really been all over the great player that Jalen Hurts has become. And while the 49ers have a dominant unit on the other side of the ball, I think the Eagles are overall the better team between the two.
Yeah, I think the Philadelphia Eagles have the most dominant position group remaining in the playoff field, that being their offensive line. And, Carlin, when you have Landon Dickerson, who's a Pro Bowl player, and then you got two All-Pros in Jason Kelsey and Lane Johnson, I think it's pretty fair to say that they'll do a decent job of holding up in pass protection against that 49ers defensive front. A 49ers defensive front that was relatively quiet against the Dallas Cowboys offensive line, where we agree that the Eagles offensive line is a step up in class.
Yeah, and I'm fascinated by that matchup. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
You know, what they're going to do with Bosa, how they're going to try to line up against that group, which has been flat out dominant. And there's another aspect of this that not a lot of people are talking about, and that's Kyle Shanahan. A couple of times now in the postseason, he has been in a position where his team has been up multiple scores going into the fourth quarter or in the fourth quarter, and he has lost. We saw it in the Super Bowl.
We saw it most recently last year in the conference championship game. They were up 17-7 in the fourth quarter against the LA Rams.
Yep, and they lost that game.
Yeah.
So do the eyebrows start to raise if that scenario plays out again on Sunday, that Kyle Shanahan in a big situation is not a coach that knows how to hold on to a lead?
Well, I will say this. Both of these teams are 1-2 when it comes to first-half scoring margins, first-half point differential. Now, the 49ers are second in second-half scoring differential. The Eagles are 13th.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like it's setting up for the Niners to have an advantage once we get to the second half in this ballgame. If the 49ers were to somehow get out to a lead and wilt in the fourth quarter, we'll continue to have this conversation about Kyle Shanahan giving away big leads in the biggest spots, the biggest stage that the game has to offer.
I don't know that I'm ready to blame Kyle Shanahan for blowing those two leads, but if it happens again Sunday, then it's more than
well,
just
what coincidence. Well, what about Super Bowl 51, 28-3? Did we forget about that one, too, when he was the coordinator?
And it's he decided that
he didn't want to run the football.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that there's something to be said
for
that. But if we're looking at this matchup, the clear coaching advantage lies with the 49ers. The clear quarterback advantage lies with the Philadelphia Eagles. It'd be interesting to see which one of those wins out on Sunday.
So our pick for the Pick'em Challenge officially, Philadelphia Eagles minus 2.5.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think DeMeco Ryans tries to take away the run, and Jalen Hurts decides he's going to beat them with his arm. And on the flip side, that Eagles pass rush gets to and rattles Brock Purdy early in this game.
Okay.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
Yep. Brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. We give it the kiss of death. Next game, Bubba.
The Green Man is going San Francisco plus 2.5 on that one.
Wow.
The other game on Sunday will be Bengals.
Of course, he's in the rearview mirror, so it doesn't really matter.
He sure is.
But he's like the Dallas Cowboys. Great in the regular season, terrible in the postseason.
Let's calm down, all right?
It's nothing but facts, though.
Well done. Well done.
Was it well done?
It was.
It was.
It was executed brilliantly. You were saying?
Bengals at Chiefs. Kansas City minus was moved. The lines moved all a bunch. We're locking in Kansas City minus one. Who you got here?
Well, everybody's all over the Bengals, and you understand why. Joe Burrow in the postseason has been amazing. He's beaten Patrick Mahomes three straight times, including in Kansas City in the AFC Championship game last year. The Chiefs have had five straight home AFC championship games, and so far, only one trophy to show for it, or at least one Super Bowl trophy, a couple of Lamar Hunt trophies. But, Chris, we have been discussing this game all week, and you have brought me over to believing that the Chiefs will get it done this week.
Well, in the previous three matchups between these two teams, they were decided by 3 points.
Yeah.
So we know it's going to be a closely contested ball game. Why I lean toward the Kansas City Chiefs is because I think their path to victory with the hobbled ankle of Pat Mahomes has to be through the run game, the offensive line, and Isaiah Pacheco. Since week 10, Carlin, Isaiah Pacheco has had double-digit carries in 8 of the 10 games he's played in. And, oh, by the way, he's third in rushing yards, and he's third in yards before contact during that span. What does that tell me? That run game can be dominant, can be physical when they need to be. And I think this has to be a Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, and Orlando Brown game. If you don't know, those are the three best offensive linemen for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they take it to the defensive front for the Cincinnati Bengals. And on the flip side, I think the Chiefs' pass rush gets to Joe Burrow. We saw that Bengals' offensive line was good, even though it was makeshift against the Buffalo Bills. I don't think they're going to play nearly as good going up against Chris Jones, who's a first-team All-Pro, Frank Clark, and George Karlaftis. Remember, this Chiefs' defensive line, they were second in sacks this season. They were second in pressures behind the Dallas Cowboys this season. And they had 198 quarterback contacts this year. That was tops in the NFL. They find a way to get to and pressure Joe Burrow. It's going to throw off the timing of that passing game, and I don't think we'll see that Bengals offense as nearly as explosive as what we saw last week.
55 sacks for the Chiefs this year, and don't forget, we talk about Micah Parsons, we talk about Nick Bosa, Chris Jones is also a finalist for defensive player.
Yes, he is.
So, we have got Kansas City -1. Bubba.
Greeny as well, Kansas City -1. So we'll see what happens this weekend, see who's in first place on Monday. Next question, what is the best, most attractive, most appealing Super Bowl matchup? Who you got?
Oh, I think
it's the Andy Reid Bowl. Yeah. It's Philadelphia Eagles against the Kansas City Chiefs. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, I agree. It's also the Kelce Bowl, too.
Oh, yeah.
The Kelce brothers.
Oh, can you imagine what Media Day would be like with those two dudes?
It'll be phenomenal.
Oh, it'd be great.
It'll be absolutely phenomenal. The two of them do a podcast together as it is.
Oh, yeah.
And listen.
We'd have to request one of those during the week of the Super Bowl.
There are still a lot of complicated feelings in the city of Philadelphia about Andy Reid. Most people love Andy Reid, but there are the few, and they're usually pretty boisterous, about Andy never delivering the big one home for the Eagles. And that's happened since with Doug Peterson. And, of course, now it's Nick Sirianni's turn. I absolutely would think that that would be a week where that city could burst into flames.
to me, it's about seeing Jalen Hurts go head-to-head with Pat Mahomes. And coming into this season, nobody would view Jalen Hurts in the same class as Pat Mahomes, but those are the two all-pro quarterbacks, according to the Associated Press. So to me, seeing that matchup and the difference in styles on display in the biggest stage the game has to offer, that's what will make that a really, really exciting matchup.
And this just in this morning from Philadelphia, and I'm not joking, they have started greasing the poles in case the Eagles win.
Okay.
They have started greasing the poles in case the Eagles win so that you cannot climb the poles in downtown Philadelphia.
There's a lot in that statement that you just said.
I understand that.
There is a lot.
I understand that, but let's take it from a literal standpoint.
There's a lot there. I'm just gonna leave that one alone, big fella.
Hey, Greeny, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. Bubba, next.
All right, and the biggest story in college basketball all week was, I think, the Duquesne Uber Eats fiasco.
Yes.
I'm sure everyone saw this. Basketball game happened the other day in Duquesne. All of a sudden, an Uber Eats guy just kind of walks onto the court. Everyone's going crazy, says it's the greatest thing ever. Why is this guy in the court? Turns out, as kind of maybe you would expect, it was actually just a prank. We're not sure who set it up, whatever. The guy was wearing a mic. So what's your guys' verdict on this? Who you got? I mean, what's happening here?
I get tired of the clout chasing by people. I mean, listen, the game is supposed to be about the athletes on the court. Why are you going to make it about yourself in a prank that you want to do or a publicity stunt with Uber Eats? That's just ridiculous, man. I hate it for those kids that are out there competing. And, Carlin, I wouldn't have felt bad in the least bit if one of those kids took a shot at the guy that was on the court right there.
Yeah, listen, first and foremost, I would legitimately worry about the safety of the players in that instance. Now, having said that, it would have been an amazing, amazing move by somebody to actually do that.
To go full Bobby Wagner. Remember when Bobby Wagner played the San Francisco
49ers? No. I'm talking about somebody ordering the food and having it delivered.
Oh, yeah.
That would be
amazing.
We
see where your guys' priorities are.
Yeah, exactly. You're talking about the food. I'm talking about taking a shot
player
at the guy
safety,
that has business on the court.
Yeah, player safety, blah, blah, blah.
It's not blah, blah, blah. We didn't. Who didn't enjoy seeing Bobby Wagner light up that fan that was on the field in Santa Clara?
But did you
who didn't like that?
But did you ever see Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yes, of course. I don't remember it, but I've seen
it. That's like Jeff Spicoli ordering pizza in Mr. Hand's classroom.
Yeah.
That's a tremendous move. And honestly, I'm doing Alabama-Oklahoma tomorrow on ESPN Radio with Bob Valvano. I'm going to see if I can order Uber Eats to the broadcast
table. I don't have a problem with you ordering Uber Eats when you're at the game. Just don't go on the damn court. The Uber Eats guy had to know that it's not about the players on the court ordering Uber Eats. It's about somebody that's at the arena wanted. Okay. Come on, man. It's ridiculous.
All I'm saying is,
stop making it about you.
Just like
clout chasing.
I mean, the guy was wearing a microphone for crime and I mean,
you're
what,
right,
is,
you're
what
right.
is that about?
I'm saying
exactly. What did he need a microphone for?
Exactly. Clout chasing, Bubba.
I agree.
Exactly.
I'm not in favor of that.
Well, that's what was happening.
All I'm saying is, if it had been real.
You're just in favor of the food coming to you.
Exactly. I'm in favor of the food being delivered to me in my seat. That I could actually get McDonald's while I'm sitting and watching a game, that would be phenomenal.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcasts.